Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
There is a skill that human beings have always understood to be a skill that all of us need. And it's a skill that we've never really treated as a skill. And that is the ability to build relationships and to further understand that not all relationships have the same level of depth or connection, right? You have your relationship with your family, you have your relationship with your friends, you have your relationship with your religious group or your religious community, right? Those that you believe with, those that you hold hands with and pray with and fast with. Then you have your relationship with your colleagues at work. All those relationships exist in different contexts. But all of us in the past, we've always understood as human beings just how important it is to build relationships. Nowadays, it's not so clear. Many of us do not understand the extent to which we are supposed to prioritize relationships and the meaningfulness of those relationships. And also just, I think one of the skills that we're losing the most is the ability to build and maintain networks, which is a skill that I myself want to learn. I want to read books on it. I want to prioritize just building networks, like people that are in my life and that I continue to engage with simply because they're part of my network. How much does it cost me to have people in my network? And the reason that I say that it has always been a skill that human beings have understood is important is because, you know, growing up, I remember just braais, like a braai. I'm talking about braaiing flakes has always been something that human beings have, even though it's been unwittingly something that was just passed on to you by your parents or by your grandparents, we've always had an understanding that that is a way of building not just relationships and friendships, but also community, right? Going camping. Many of us have different ways, even going to church in itself and actually meeting people at church, but not just going to church and going home, but also participating in a lot of the social activities that happen at church. We've always had this understanding. And I'm starting to see that in the modern world, there is a little bit less value that we place in those social contexts where we build these relationships, right? Some people are choosing not to braai at all. I mean, I remember I once lived in, and I'm using myself anecdotally here, right? And the things that happen in my circles. But I remember once staying in a complex where upstairs they used to have a braai area, a rooftop braai area. And I used to braai there quite often. And many times I would find myself braaiing alone. Yes, granted, I used to braai a lot during the week, but there were often times when I used to braai on weekends and I wouldn't see anybody there. And the complex itself, it wasn't a complex as much as like a, I forgot what's the actual, what are they actually called? It's not an estate. I think actually a complex would be appropriate. So the place where I was living at, the people there used to be quite young. So it didn't make sense to me why I wouldn't find every weekend, at least twice a week in the month, I would find young people hanging out and braaiing there in the area. Because it was really well designed. You had places where you could sit and just socialize. It was very hard to find young people chilling there and actually having a braai. And I don't know if the reason is because those young people didn't understand the value of just building relationships with each other. Because another thing that's very valuable about building a relationship when you're young is the fact that those relationships, when you're much older, they start to benefit you in ways that you didn't never even considered. You find that someone that you built a relationship with when you were younger now has a job at a place where you want to work at, and they can then make recommendations. They can recommend you and actually tell their bosses or people at their work whenever they come across something that's relevant to your expertise. They can then recommend you and say, hey, I have a friend who studied IT, accounting or business management who can be of great use. They might not say a friend, or they might actually say something to the effect of, I know a professional that I grew up with who is actually an expert at this, and they might be able to help us. But I must be very clear that I'm not trying to say that the only reason that you should prioritize building relationships is for the sake of having people, having those relationships benefit you in future. And this is where there's a fine line that exists, right? Because we don't want to raise and we don't want to encourage young people to be selfish and only consider relationships that they can benefit from. Because that's another thing about relationships, whether you like it or not. If you invest in relationships, those relationships will absolutely benefit you. And another thing I want to remind you of as a young person is the fact that when you are working on relationships, whether it's networks, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's your the community that you believe with, any one of the relationships that you are investing in, whether you like it or not, those relationships will benefit you at some point in your life. But the thing about it is that you can never really know which of those relationships will become of great value going forward. So it's very important for you to treat each and every relationship seriously, unless the person that you're building a relationship with is clearly showing signs of not being as invested in the relationship as you are. Because remember that it is good to keep some people at arm's length. Other people, it's good to keep them at an even greater distance than arm's length. And they won't fall part of your immediate social circle, right? And others will be much closer than that. And those are the ones that you invest the most time in. And that's what Jesus did with the 12 disciples. Even amongst the 12, he had those who were even closer than him. You know, I remember that John was one of his most favorite disciples. I think John was also the youngest of the disciples, if I remember correctly. I do stand to be corrected. But that's the thing that I'm trying to sell here, right? The fact that we as young people are very, very much attracted by the lifestyles that we see on social media, the people that we aspire to be like. Right now, on my phone, I've removed all of the social media apps and I primarily use them on my laptop. Because I don't carry my laptop in everywhere, I've decided to discipline myself and not download any of them, even though I do use them for work, right? I want to make it a common thing that when I'm hanging out with my friends, I'm not sitting and being on my phone. I want to make it inconvenient for me to do that. Even though the friend I'm hanging out with is on their phone, I want to make sure that I'm not the one who's doing that. And that's something that I'm making an effort to do. And I am realizing that it is forcing me to socialize more. And it is forcing me to exercise that muscle, those skills that I already had of building relationships and forcing my friends to actually tell me about their life. Tell me about how's life at work. Tell me about how their business is going. Tell me about their aspirations. Tell me about who are the people in their lives that they're currently interacting with, which are either benefiting them or doing the opposite. And the thing about the contrast of that would be the relationships that we build on social media, right? Where you are, it's one-sided. You don't often get to find people that you are. I mean, I understand, I mean, as a young person myself, that there are platforms that do facilitate genuine relationship building online. Sometimes you find that perhaps with people that are not even within your within a place where you can reach and meet them. Maybe they're outside of your country, outside of your province, outside of your city. So as a result, you're building relationship, but not with people that you will. It might be authentic relationships, but it's not with people that you will ever meet. But the thing that I want to emphasize and the thing I want to direct you towards is the fact that a screen has a tendency to remove a lot of resistance that you would have otherwise developed the ability to confront if you had done it in real life, if you had challenged yourself to interact and engage with people in the real world. And that's a very, very important thing for all of us to learn to do. Learn to engage people in the real world. Put yourself in the uncomfortable position where you have to say hi and ask a person, what do you do? Or ask them, what did you study? Or, which I believe is an even better question, is what are your hobbies? What do you enjoy doing on the weekends? What are the hobbies that you wish you could do if you could afford to do them? These are much better ways of starting conversations with real people rather than spending so much of our lives online. And I've especially made a commitment myself to not be on Twitter. I think it's one of the more, quite honestly, I don't understand how people can stand that platform, honestly. And this is not a political statement. It is me speaking out of my own experience. When I'm on there, and it might be the fact that because I'm not on there often, maybe the platform X, I know that many of you are thinking of this, he's speaking of X and not Twitter, but maybe the algorithms haven't adjusted to my preferences. And that's fair. That's a fair observation to make. I'm not there often. However, the little time I spend on the platform, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok either, but I found that TikTok is a much less toxic platform, especially if you're not actively looking for the toxic content. It's a much less toxic platform to be on than if you were to be on X. However, that's just me. I love Instagram. My algorithms on Instagram, I feel like Instagram understands that I love funny videos that can give me a good laugh and just have me enjoy good reels and impressive, talented people. And that's another thing, right, with online. You really need to work hard at building your algorithm profile or helping these platforms build an algorithm profile for you. Whereas in real life, you don't have those advantages, right? And you don't have that convenience. You really have to risk meeting people who don't gel well with you. So the question I'm going to leave you with right now is, what effort are you making to build real life relationships? And are you challenging yourself to have a life outside of social media?
How can we learn to live a life with relationships away from social media? This is such an interesting question and topic for discussion for me, because I am one of those weird people that, well, this is totally giving away my age, but you would notice that I was raised before internet and social media, right? It came along, it wasn't widely accessible like it is now, and nobody could actually use, less people could use it, right? And then social media and stuff came along, and when social media flared up, I was actually already done with school, so all that. So I had what I would like to call normal social interactions. This day and age, normal social interactions is found on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And I see, had a conversation, the dating app scene, or the dating scenes, are also moving to app now, which I find incredibly sad. But I also realized, where would you meet people? Where can you meet people? So how would you formulate meaningful relationships without social media? And I want to tell you this, and this is such a pastor answer to tell you, or this is such a pastor answer to give to you. But I think one of the meaningful ways that we can have these relationships is in a church. We were created to be part of a body. We were created to be part of a communion, which is literally what your church is. It's a community, right? So we were created to be part of that. And that is where church comes in. Now you're going to tell me, but listen, I want to start dating, man, and the church people at my place is just like old people. Yes, that is the case. Unfortunately, that is the case for a lot of us. But how would you get to that? I will answer that in a second. Normal social interaction, meaning you have the ability to look someone face to face, look in their eyes, and you are able to read their body language, which is a skill that young people and millennials start to no longer have. It's not such a normal skill as it was, because we don't have normal social interactions like physical social interactions anymore. It's becoming occurring less and less and less as time goes on. But I want you to go to church. Now, the reason I want you to go to church and find a normal interaction is because you're listening to this radio station. You probably have a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you've come to know Jesus Christ and you know things about him and you know his word, right? That would immediately include you into a group that is found at church, or the group of people that usually go to church. That's why I want you to go to church, right? So every friendship, there's a book called, and now I'm falling, I'm actually making a mistake now. Every friendship starts with the words, you too. It can actually be, what? You too? Well, some of my best friends that I have to this day, I've met because of the way that I listen, play guitar, and the music that I listen to. right? Those are friends for life, because we've had a common denominator, which was the music, which was the instruments that we played. You know that entire thing that most people go through, starting a band, right? We had a band and we are still friends for life due to the fact that we love that music and the played instruments. We have a common denominator. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go to church and I want you to find the common denominator, because the common denominator in church is Jesus. If you're in a healthy church and you're in a healthy relationship with Jesus, you would notice the people there also love Jesus. That would probably get you into some other connect group or some other home cell group, which would then put you in connections with people that will be able to give you your contact details to their friends and families, which will hopefully have a suitable spouse for you. I'm not talking about arranged weddings or anything like that. I'm just saying that these people are connected to other people. You first need to formulate a meaningful relationship with someone in your church, and they will be able to direct you to someone else, right? So that's the main thing. That's the first thing that I want you to consider. The second thing is, you're going to tell me like, listen, man, church is just boring. I can't fit into that. Then I would like to tell you, listen, find another common denominator then. If you like archery, go to the archery school. If you like training, go to the gym. Although people at gym don't actually want to talk, they're just there to train. But that's the common denominator. Find a common denominator. If you can find a common denominator with people around you, that is the way that social development would actually grow. That's the way that you can have a meaningful social relationship or love relationship, a romantic relationship, is by those ways, if you hold on to those things. If you have a common denominator, it would be easy for you, or easier rather, not easy, for you to actually have an engaging, normal, fully functioning relationship.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.